Distractions come in all sizes, shapes, and flavors, and these distractions are called hindrances. So during meditation practice, there are five hindrances, and they are called the habits of the mind, and they keep us unaware, not present, and in autopilot mode most of the time. And you'll see that these hindrances do not just occur during meditation, but they are actually present throughout our day, and we are actually usually unaware of them. So the nice thing about the meditation practice is bringing awareness to these hindrances. Now, hindrances carries a very negative connotation, and it almost sounds like something that we need to get rid of. However, it's not something that we need to repress or avoid, or that we must condemn or look at in a negative form. It's actually just becoming aware of them and then being able to work skillfully with these distractions. So the first one that we will be discussing today is restlessness and boredom. I'm going to speak a little bit about boredom as well. So I want us to see this as a practice as well. So before I start discussing these two hindrances, if you can just change your posture. So maybe you're sitting down on a chair or lying on your bed. You might just want to come into a nice erect posture. Or you want to maybe choose to keep lying down, whatever is more comfortable for you, but really just taking in a posture of presence. And maybe then just taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Maybe just taking another one, nice deep breath in and out. Just really settling into this practice. And this will be a practice of deep mindful listening. Okay, so restlessness is really a physical or mental agitation, and it's a state of not being able to sit still. A busy mind, it's almost like a feeling driven to do something else. It's a urge to control. And those of you that's maybe experienced this in meditation, it will feel like you're not wanting to do this. So you might be sitting down, and then all of a sudden, these thoughts just appear in your mind of, I don't want to do this, I should be doing something else, I'm wasting my time. Physical agitation of not being able to sit still, of maybe experiencing extreme discomfort in your back or some place in your body, and it's almost to the point where it's so uncomfortable that you want to get up and you just want to stop and you want to quit. So restlessness is a state of the mind. It's a habit of the mind. And think about maybe just somewhere, you know, in life where this actually happens quite often during your day, where you might be in a meeting at work, and then all of a sudden you start getting restless and thinking, but I don't want to be here. You know, there's almost a restlessness in the mind and agitation in the body. Or you might be standing in the row where you have to pay something, and all these thoughts just flood your mind and flood your body. Boredom as well. If you think about life in general, if you watch people having to wait somewhere, they can't just be with the waiting. They're forever on their phones. Think of yourself maybe as well, especially during this time where we're in lockdown and we need to be home and we can't be going anywhere. The thought of I'm bored might be something that really just floods your mind often. And you will see people reaching for their phones, sitting in a meeting, waiting for the boss to pitch up, and people just reaching for their phone. Or maybe you're at home and you're not sure what to do and you reach for your phone. So There's this inability to just be bored, to just be able to do nothing without this need or this driven need to do something. So in meditation, what happens is you need to just take note of this. So often we then want to change what we are feeling. So we just need to raise awareness of, oh, restlessness. What's happening is restlessness. Sometimes it's good to name it, boredom. And then to really just explore the nature of this through observation rather than analysis. Because if we start analyzing, then we tend to get lost in thinking rather than being present. So in observation, you might just become aware of this mental state and name it restlessness, and then just see it for what it is. And the skill here is to try to see what it would be to just be with it without trying to change it. And maybe just bringing a curiosity to the state. To, is it, sometimes it's loud, you know, restlessness can be very loud and almost take over your thinking during meditation. You know, it can be a loud tone of, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this, and I'd rather be doing something else. Or sometimes it can be very subtle, almost like a niggling voice. So when you become aware of this mental state, just observing, but what is happening here, and what is the tone of this, and just naming it, but not getting into a storyline behind it or trying to analyze where it's coming from, and then just trying to be with it. And how do you be with it? You stay present. So you're coming back to the breath, depending on what meditation you're doing, just coming back to the breath or coming back to the body part. If you may be busy doing mindful movement or busy doing the body scan, and just staying present. So the other thing is to refrain from judging. You know, if this restlessness kind of persists and you're aware of it and it doesn't really want to go away, also just observing that. And they usually change. There's different types of hindrances. So they usually change throughout your meditation, especially once you've become aware of it and you just holding it lightly and just observing it with curiosity and staying present as much as you can. So today, or maybe, you know, for the rest of the week, maybe become aware of this mental state, not just within your meditation practice, but also within your day when you're feeling restless or bored, and just bring a gentle curiosity to this state. And then you see what happens if you try or just turn towards it and kind of embrace it and just be with it. So I'm going to finish this meditation with a poem. If you really can just open up to the words, it's a poem called Start Close In by David White. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know, the pale ground beneath your feet, your own way of starting the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To find another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes a private ear listening to another. Start right now. Take a small step. You can call your own. Don't follow someone else's. Heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing, close in, the step you don't want to take.